to vote in all elections, cleared the Congress and headed for the White House this afternoon. President Nixon has given every indication that he will soon sign the amendment into law.
This is not an invasion of Cambodia.
Its arsenal at this year's May Day parade, the State Department reaffirmed that the Cold War is as cold as ever.
The Soviets take the ball in. It's a cross-court pass to Belloc. He's got it. He's up. He scores, and the Soviets take the gold over the United States.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
The secret behind today's modern computer is the silicon chip. Some experts predict this modern marvel might one day impact our daily lives.
This is homecoming day for Apollo 17, the last round trip to the moon that Americans may take in this century.
That's right. Now anyone can turn their ordinary TV into a magic box of video games. Fun.
I, Gerald R. Ford, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
We must whip inflation right now.
With honor only a few short months ago has disintegrated into utter chaos as the U.S. evacuates its
embassy. The streaking craze continues to take the nation by storm as college students across the country are shedding their clothes.
Happy 200th birthday, America, and many, many more!
The office of the President of the United States.
Billy Beer hit the shelves this week. The White House has declined to comment on the latest business venture of President Carter's brother.
And as President Carter issued the order prohibiting the purchase of Iranian oil, Americans again find themselves in long gas lines dealing with another oil crisis.
Implementing emergency regulations, reviewed his plan for gas rationing based on
funeral arrangements
and
for rock singer Elvis Presley have not yet been announced. The entertainer died Tuesday in Memphis from what doctors call cardiac arrhythmia.
Frank 18 northbound, over.
Mr. Carter approved emergency financial aid for the Love Canal area of Niagara Falls, New York. That area is in a state of crisis because of chemical leakage in the landfill on which it's built.
Authorities here are saying that there's been an uncontrolled release of radiation from the Three Mile Island nuclear facility, but details are still unclear.
It is a crisis of confidence. It is a crisis that strikes at the very heart and soul and spirit of our national will. The symptoms of this crisis of the American spirit are well known.
USA Hockey. It's home. USA Hockey. He's just stepping into a meeting. When's the best time to reach you? He's got your number. Okay.
Herb. Hey, Walter, how are we doing?
Good to see you. Uh-huh. How was the flight?
Not bad.
Yeah, that's great. Everybody's waiting to see us.
Walt, here.
Well, just about anybody who's got a say in this thing. Bob Fleming, the International Council, USA Hockey, Lou Nanny, I think you know from the NHL.
The only way we can compete with the Eastern Bloc teams is if we're willing to change.
Change what?
Change the way we train, the way we prepare, even change our schedule.
No. What kind of schedule changes are we talking about?
I think we need to make it longer, you know, tougher, much more competitive.
Longer? You going to pay for that?
We also need to change the way we play the game.
What exactly does that mean?
My plan is to adopt a new style, a hybrid of the Soviet school and the Canadian school. A combination that requires the highest level of conditioning, speed, creativity, most of all, team chemistry.
Is this what you've been using at the University of Minnesota?
Well, we've been phasing it in over the last couple of years, yeah, but this is...
He has won 3 NCAA titles, fellas.
Walter, we don't have years, we have months. Herb, you actually think you can take a bunch of kids who've never played together and teach them a whole new style of play in the time we have?
Okay, look, here's the North American...
What if these kids can't pick it up fast enough? Now, we all know we're a long shot for a medal, but we don't want to get embarrassed either.
That's right. Bob, 4 years ago, our Olympic team lost to the Czech B team. I think it was 15-1. You know, all due respect, I don't think we can embarrass ourselves anymore than that.
That's assuming they don't go pro. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'd have a hard time giving up good money to finish sixth at Lake Placid.
It's a tough draw, Herb.
Tough draw.
It's a tough draw even if we don't play the Soviets. What the hell happens if we do?
Oh, that's we put our best on the ice with them last year. Professional all-stars. They still beat us.
Wasn't because you weren't good enough.
All-star teams fail because they rely solely on the individual's talent. The Soviets win because they take that talent and they use it inside a system that's designed for the betterment of the team. My goal is to beat them at their own game.
Beat the best team in the world.
Gold medalists in 64, 68, 72, 76. It's a pretty lofty goal, Herb.
Well, Lou, that's why I want to pursue it.
Well, fellas, any more questions?
I'm good.
No.
That's it for me. Thanks very much.
Herb, thanks.
All
right.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Hey.
It's coming down out there. Hey, where are the kids?
Oh, I gave them away. How'd it go?
Not their guy. You know, the only reason they had me come out there was because two other coaches already said no. I think they're still looking East Coast. What's that?
It's a costume party, no, Herb. Come on. Nick and Nora, Charles, the thin man.
You're going to make me wear this.
Oh, yes. They're sophisticated. They're dashing. They're debonair. I've got a mustache for you and
Patty.
A little dog for me. You can leave. You can go. But you know why. Linda, can you get that for me?
Oh, sure.
Hello? Yes, just a moment, please. Patty, it's for Herb, someone from the USOC. Call from Colorado.
We're not done here.
Yes, well, so then he went along with that, or?
Well, I appreciate that, Walter. Thank you.
What'd they say?
I got the job.
I got the job. How about that?
Oh, great. Huh? Oh. When do you start?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? They want you to start that soon?
Well, the games are in February, so...
Yeah, but it's June. Is there even ice?
Mommy!
Oh, you know, we're supposed to take the kids to the Black Hills.
I know.
Cleopatra's leaving, and she wants to say goodbye to you.
Okay.
Gotta call Craig Patrick right now.
UNH.
Name, please.
Mike Ramsey.
Hi, Mike.
Number, towel. Jack O'Callaghan, right?
Last time I checked.
Good luck, Jack.
Thanks, buddy.
Who's next?
Jimmy Craig.
Hey, Jack.
What's up, you civ?
How's it going?
Good.
Is there a reason why Joey Mullen's not here?
Yeah, about 30,000 of them all sitting in his New York bank account.
You got a $30,000 signing bonus?
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
How's it looking?
A lot of guys from Minnesota and Boston.
Yeah, that's gonna work.
You're Robbie McClanahan, right?
Yeah.
Michael Ruzioni, Boston University.
76.
76.
Try to play for Brooks a little more, huh?
I played for him for 4 years. A few more months wouldn't hurt. What about you?
Just try to play a little more hockey, that's all.
Rest of your boys all here?
Of course. Think they'd miss out on this? Might want to wait a day or so before you go over and say hi.
Cross him off the list, Walter. Kid doesn't have a shot in hell of making this team.
You think so?
No way. Doc cleared him, says it's just a sprain.
Good.
The Airbus won't let you know how much I'm looking forward to being able to coach with you.
You were a hell of a player, Craig. You're gonna make a hell of a coach.
Thanks.
I need you to stick tight with these kids. If there's any big problems, you let me know about it. Otherwise, you take care of it, okay?
Okay. What's this?
26 names. The tough part will be getting it down to 20 before the opening ceremonies.
This is the final roster? You're kidding me, right? This is our first day here. We got a week of this. What about the advisory staff? Aren't they supposed to have a say in this?
Technically, I guess I don't.
You're missing some of the best players.
I'm not looking for the best players, Craig. I'm looking for the right ones.
You have Jim Craig to back up Janicek?
Other way around?
I'm sorry, didn't Janicek just win you a national championship?
Janny is a solid goaltender, but we're not playing for a national championship here, Craig.
You know, people I speak to say Craig's game has been off since his mom died.
They ever see him when his game's on?
Hughes. Ross. Oje. Delic. Horsch. Strobel. Kristoff. Morrow, Suter, Ramsey, Janicek, Christian, Pavlich, Kokoda, Baker, Harrington, Schneider, O'Callaghan, McClanahan, Silk, Johnson, Craig, Cox, Ruzioni. And that's the roster for now. The rest of you, thanks for coming out.
Take a good look, gentlemen. Because they're the ones getting off easy. putting a few of you on reserve in case somebody gets injured or their game goes to hell. Final roster will have 20 names on it in 7 months, so more of you are going home. You give 99%, you'll make my job very, very easy. I'll be your coach. I won't be your friend. If you need one of those, take it up with Doc or Coach Patrick.
All right, gentlemen. Congratulations to all of you. That's it for today. On the way out, pick up one of these. Got a little homework to do before you celebrate. Thank you.
Walter, how we doing?
I think we got a problem here, Herb.
What's that?
I got a room full of people up there who want to have a say in this process, and you've already picked the team.
Look, Walter.
No, no. There's a right way to do this kind of thing, and this is not it.
And I know you got a job to do, and if I was in your shoes, I'd probably be saying the same thing.
All right. Let's go upstairs. We'll help piece together a hockey team. All of us. Together.
Walter. That's just not going to happen.
Do you realize what the AHA went through to put this thing together? The best amateur players in the country on the ice for a week?
Yeah.
Not just a day.
And I didn't ask for that because I already know my team.
How do you know your team? Those kids haven't been on the ice for what? Maybe a couple of hours.
Walter, every one of those boys was chosen for a specific reason. I've studied film on each and every one of those boys. I've seen them. I've watched them. And I've coached a lot of them. And the ones I haven't, I've spoken with our coaches and scouts in the area. Now, I know best what I need to compete. And the team I've chosen is it.
What am I supposed to say to the advisory board, the committee?
Tell them the truth.
This puts me in a hell of a spot. Hell of a spot.
Well, they hired me to do a job. I'm trying to do it.
All right. I'm going to back you on this. But I sure as hell hope you know what you're doing.
Sometimes.
Hey, Billy, what are you doing?
My test is done. Me and Jenny have done this. Cody, you're done?
Yeah, it's
all painful. You're stopped by a policeman, but you know you're not at fault. You state your disagreement right away. You got 300 of these things.
Just test Silky. I've taken one or two before.
Not to play hockey, I haven't.
You even read Silky?
I try.
Hey, Rizzo. What's going on?
Mac. Easy, big guy.
No, I don't know. You two can sit in the same room with that clown.
Let it go. It's over. Let it go.
What's going on here?
I see he's got a little unfinished business over there.
Not for long, I don't.
Hey, what'd I tell you, man?
McClanahan? You're not still going on about the 76 playoffs, are you? Well, come on, Oxy. That was like 3 years ago.
You know what, Coxie? Let me ask you a question. Why'd you want to play college hockey?
Isn't it obvious for the girls?
I'm serious, Coxie. Why'd you want to play college hockey?
Because I love to play hockey, all right? I want to go to the NHL, just like everybody does.
Well, I wanted to win a national championship. That pansy over there cheap shots me. I get tossed out of the game. He steals the ring right off my finger. How'd you feel?
Everyone was throwing cheap shots that night.
You know, Rizzo, it's funny you say that. Because I was just wondering what side you're on.
I'm on your side.
You know, it really seems that way.
All right, relax, okay? Jeez.
I'm out of here.
Where are you going?
To my room. Is that all right with you?
Mother?
Just let him go.
No wonder the guy gets so many penalty minutes, right?
Yeah, he gets a little carried away or something.
That's it. Pick it up. That's it.
Pick it up!
Look for the pass. Come on, hit him with the pass. Go, Johnson!
Outside!
All right, Johnson, hit him on the other side.
Take him up.
Look for him. Move and hit him, Johnson. He's open.
Hit him. Hit him.
Come on, Johnson. Johnson. That coast-to-coast stuff may work here, but it won't against the teams we'll be playing.
Okay.
Next lineup. Let's go. Let's run it again. Morrow.
Let me take this one.
Don't worry, all right? Keep your head up.
This is a breakout play, gentlemen. So please, let's get rid of the puck early. All right, let's go.
For man,
push league, OC.
I said OC.
So your boy here to keep his head up, you won't have to worry about it.
You're right, man.
Let's go.
Craig,
let him go.
Hey, stay out of it,
stay out of it, buddy.
Get him, OC. Come on, give it to him.
What are you doing?
Stay out of it, baby. Come on, give it to him.
Give it to him.
Come on,
kick him out. Let's
have
it. Put him on the ice.
Come on. Hey, go beat him.
Whoa. Oh, come on. Keep going.
That's it. Well, how about it, boys? Look like hockey to you? It's more like a couple of monkeys trying to hump a football to me. I don't know. What do you think, Craig?
Yeah.
You want to settle old scores, you're on the wrong team. We move forward starting right now. We start becoming a team right now. Skating. Passing. Flow. Creativity. That is what this team is all about, gentlemen. Not old rivalries. So, why don't we start with some introductions? You know, get to know each other a little bit. Where are you from? Who you are? You know, go ahead.
Rob McClanahan, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Who do you play for?
For you, here at the U.
Jack?
Jack O'Callaghan. Charlestown, Mass. Boston University.
Over here.
I'm Ralph Cox. I'm from wherever's not going to get me hit.
Very good. Everybody on the line, let's go.
Hey, Coach.
I'm wondering why you wouldn't take this test.
Yeah. It's nothing against you or anything. I just don't see what it has to do with stopping a puck.
But that's all right. You just took it anyway.
Hey, Coach.
So if I took it. You know what I meant to ask you? How's your family doing?
They're doing all right.
And you?
Okay.
You know, I got 26 guys trying to make this team, Jim. Only 20 are going to go to Lake Placid, so I got to know how committed you are to being here. Because if you're not, you're just wasting our time.
Look, Coach, my dad's going through a rough time right now. He's got nothing. He lost his job, and with Atlanta trying to sign me. Bottom line is, my mom wanted this. Me playing on this team. I'd say no to someone who drove your practice every day, right?
You didn't answer my question.
I'm here, aren't I?
I'll see you in the morning. Don't forget to bring your game.
The Soviets performed a nuclear test yesterday, setting off a 75 kiloton bomb in eastern Kazakhstan. The United States.
So much hate and fear.
What's that?
Between the Soviets and the West. They've always nuclear weapons pointing at each other. It's bound to end in disaster.
Oh, come on. Let's figure something out, Doc. Don't got any other choice, right?
Well, yeah, I hope so, but it just seems to me that there are some people who never get along.
Yeah. Now more music. Like hockey players from Boston and Minnesota.
I don't care about Cold War.
Hey, Doc, let me ask you a question, all right?
Of course.
You worked with Herb for a long time, right?
Oh, I've known Herb for quite some time.
So tell me something. Does he always treat his players like this?
No. No, this I have never seen. But Craig, believe me, Herb has a reason for everything he does.
Well, he's ending up with 20 players who hate his guts.
You know, maybe if they hate him, they won't have time to hate each other.
How much longer are you going to be?
Oh. I still got a few more.
Well, I'm going to bed, okay?
Okay.
Oh, you know, Kelly has ballet at 4 tomorrow, and Danny's done with hockey camp at about the same time. Which one do you want to get? Her?
Yeah.
Can you pick up Danny at 4 o'clock?
Well, we got team meetings after practice tomorrow.
Well, I can't be in two places at one time.
Well, what about Margie? I thought she was
They're on vacation.
I don't know, honey. You'll figure it out.
Can you turn that off, please? Please. Herb, this is what happens over the summer. The kids are off doing a zillion different things, and every once in a while, your meetings are going to have to wait.
Come on, Batty. Well, I'm coaching a hockey team here. I mean, this is, you know, we already talked about this.
Oh, really? When exactly did we have this talk? Because I don't recall being a part of the conversation. What did I say? Was it interesting? We never had this talk. Never.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Nothing.
No, you're obviously mad about something. You know, first you're upset because we didn't talk. And then when I try to talk about, I don't know, whatever it is, you don't want us. So, you know, Patty,
Herb,
if you're not willing to...
It's not because we didn't talk. It's because you never even asked. I know what this is about. I know it, and you know it.
What? No, what?
This. What you're doing. Chasing after something you didn't get that you may never get. What if it doesn't work out, Herb, huh? Are we going to do this every 4 years? It's okay. Go finish your work. Go.
Thank you.
You know, ever since I stopped playing, I wanted to coach this team. And this is the only way I know how to do it. It's not the easiest way, I know, for you or the kids, but Patty, I have to do this.
I know you do.
I'm sorry we didn't talk. And I was wrong not to ask. So I'm asking now if you, you know, if you can be with me on this, because it won't mean anything if you're not.
Blue line back, red line back, far blue line back, far red line back. And you have 45 seconds to do it. Get used to this drill. We'll be doing it a lot. Why?
Because the legs feed the wolf, gentlemen.
I can't promise you we'll be the best team at Lake Placid next February.
But we will be the best conditioned team. That I can promise you.
Be prepared to grow through pain, gentlemen. You're going to skate harder than you've ever skated in your life. Every minute of every day you're on the ice with me.
You stretch things out north and south, you open things up east and west. Center's going to fill in here. This winger, this far side winger, he's going to come in here and take the center spot.
What's your name?
Mark Johnson.
Where are you from, Mark?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Who you play for?
University of Wisconsin, coach.
Come on, go, boys, go, boys! The fastest way to make this team is by being fast.
No, no.
Stop.
Look at you. Three men being covered by one guy. This isn't weaving for weaving's sake.
Spread out. Use the ice. Come on, Jimmy. Challenge him. Get beat on the side here, Jimmy. Challenge him.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Are you old enough?
Oh, no. Not good. Not good.
How about you?
Thanks, Christian.
Who do you play for?
University of North Dakota.
That's it. Come on. No. No, no, no. Get it to a point. You're quarterback in this play. Come on, Rizzo. I got you running this play. I think what you're going to run right now is the bench. Mac, get out here.
Boom. He can hit him. Boom. 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 We're opening up options. See?
We've got four options off one play, guys. You guys got that? Anybody have any questions? Okay, let's go.
What the hell is he talking about?
No clue.
Many of you are going to Lake Placid, six are going home. Who that is, believe it or not, it's up to you.
How about you?
Doug Balich.
Who do you play for?
UMD Bulldogs.
Let's go. Let's line up. All right, turn it up, boys. Turn it up.
Hey, hey, move it, Doc. Got time. Got time.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Be back.
his pass.
Good job. Good job. That was a good shot.
You three. Run that again.
Again?
Let's go.
Let's go. A chance to help. So I understand how you feel. Don't let them know that, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. So the comments are coming in.
Who?
That's what the guys have been calling them, you know, because, well, they're little, you know, like the Conans.
What's that?
Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin. I guess it's off your radar.
Come on in, boys.
Want to see us, Coach?
Yeah, I'm thinking about keeping the three of you together on the same line. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
How about you, Buzzy? You think this works with Bob and Paffer?
Yeah, it's going good. Moving the puck well. It's just a little different playing with them, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. We just seem to always find each other at the other end of the ice and make things happen.
Yeah, pass, shoot, score.
Pass, shoot,
and score.
Well, all right. We'll see how she goes.
Thanks,
great. Thanks, Coach.
Take it easy.
Rest up.
Well, looks like we're taking a line of coneheads to Europe.
Yeah. They can keep their legs under them. All right, Herb, I'll see you next week.
Something on your mind, Craig? Or is that just too far off my radar?
You know, I just don't think you can push them this hard, Herb, not for 6 months. It's too long.
They're doing all right.
Well, they're tired. Whole team's tired.
I know how hard to push them, Craig.
You sure about that?
You know why I had them take that test? Make sure I could push them this hard. I'll see you Monday.
All right.
Seven to the right.
Love these blonde girls. Maybe we take a few home with us.
Must be something in the water.
Get a whistle.
Hold up. Gotta get back on the ice. Go.
What for?
We'll find out soon enough. Let's go back on the ice. Come on, boys.
What for?
We'll find out in a minute, won't we? Let's go. Come on.
Come on, guys. Let's go see what he wants.
Fix or something?
Come on.
You guys don't want to work during the game? No problem. We'll work now. Goal line. That one.
Thank you.
can win on talent alone? Gentlemen, you don't have enough talent to win on talent alone. Again. Come in here and play the Norwegian national team and tie them and then go to the Olympics and win. You got another thing coming. You better think about something else, each and every one of you. When you pull on that jersey, you represent yourself and your teammates. And a name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one in the back. Get that through your head. Again. Win, lose, or tie, you're gonna play like champions. Again. Kick in the ass, Dakota. You want to go home early? You've been going sooner? All the way to the line and all the way back. Not that difficult. Again. Again. Again.
What? The rink manager, he wants to clean the ice and then go home.
Well, tell him to leave me the keys, I'll lock up. Again. Again. You won't beat anybody who's even good, let alone great. You want to make this team, then you better start playing at a level that's going to force me to keep you here. Again.
I think we're getting out of here.
Hey, where are you going? Back on the line. Again. Send them. Silky, you gonna be the first one to quit on me? How about you, OC? You ready to go down? I think I got my money on you, Verkota. Of course, you got a hot date in about an hour, but you're not looking too good for that right about now, are you? Send them. Again.
This is madness, right?
This cannot be a team of common men. Because common men go nowhere. You have to be uncommon. Again.
Herb! This has gone on long enough!
Everybody on that line.
Somebody's going to get hurt!
Everybody get on that line. Hey. Again. again. Herb. Come on, Craig, blow the whistle. Again.
Michael Ruggioni! Winthrop, Massachusetts!
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America!
That's all, gentlemen.
We're taxiing out to the runway, right? And we kind of had a moose. No, the moose is fine, but we got to make sure the airplane's all right now, so some of the boys are out there pushing it back so these guys can take a look at it. Now, Patty, the moose is okay. He ran off, I thought. So, what's going on at home? New York between the NHL All-Stars and the Soviet Union. And yeah, this one, ladies and gentlemen, did, was no contest as the Soviets dominated the NHL's best from start to finish, winning by a score of 6-0.
The Soviets, led by the superb play of their captain Boris Mikhailov, were superior to the NHL stars in every way tonight. Their passing was crisper, their offense was relentless, and their conditioning superb. Russian style of play, boys. Fluid, creative. Forwards are constantly circling. They don't so much look for the man as they do a patch of ice. You get the mismatch, 2-on-1, easy goal.
Oh, it's a lot like me out there, no boys.
Boris Mikhailov, captain for the last 6 years, he is the best player at his position. And that includes, as we've just found out, the NHL.
These guys ever smile?
The Russians, they get shot if they smile.
Vladislav Tretiak. Wow. You score on Tretiak, keep the puck. It doesn't happen often. 42 games in the last 3 months, 42 wins. Their main weapon is intimidation. They know they're going to win. And so do their opponents.
Crap about how you're a better team than they are, but that's exactly what it'd be. And everyone in this room knows what people are saying about our chances. I know it. You know it. But I also know there is a way to stay with this team. You don't defend them. You attack. You take their game and you shove it right back in their face. The team that is finally willing to do this is the team that has a chance to put them down. NHL won't change their game. We will. The rest of the world is afraid of them. Boys, we won't be.
No one has ever worked hard enough to skate with the Soviet team for an entire game. Gentlemen, we are going to work hard enough.
Come on, quick feet, boys, quick feet, quick feet. Work hard now, boys. Come on, struggle, pick up your knees. Is your shoulder square? Push it. Come on, boys, go. The legs feed the wolf, boys. The legs feed the wolf. Go, stay with him, Jimmy. Stay with him, Jimmy.
How's your legs?
Well, I've known I can feel them.
Come on, boys. Go get him, go get him. Get up, boys. Better. Not good, but better. Metal to metal intensity, boys. There you go, there you go. That's it, work it, boys. Work it. Quick feet, push it. Hit the tape, boys. Pass is tough from the heart.
I want to stretch things out north and south. Then we got the Coneheads on the line here, okay? Take me through it here, Ma.
I'm going to stretch a D out and across.
Going to open up some space here. What are we going to do with it?
I'm going to fill the open lane.
And I'm going to fill in for Pav's lane.
Exactly, Jack.
31, 2, 3, 1. That's it. That's it. We got
Hey, Herb, what's going on? We're playing the Soviets 3 days before Lake Placid?
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? How about that?
Yeah, that won't work with Wells. Oh, Rizzo, you're killing me. Why can't you find a net?
Herb, you've been staring at the same piece of paper since you finished dinner. Take a break.
How do I cut this kid? He's done everything I've asked of him.
Well, so keep him.
I didn't think it was gonna be this hard.
This is NBC Nightly News.
Yeah, you did.
With Jessica Savage and Nick Schaff with sports.
This isn't gonna work. I just stick Christian on defense. But that works.
Spurred on by an anti-American speech by the Ayatollah Khomeini, they stormed the embassy, fought the Marine Guard for 3 hours, overpowered them, and took dozens of American hostages. The students want the deposed Shah returned to Iran for trial. We have two reports beginning with Steve Mallory.
United States Marine Corps
guards used tear gas to try to disperse the mob of Islamic students. But that wasn't enough. Hundreds of Iranians finally overran the embassy compound, seizing about 90 people, mostly Americans. The hostages, men and women, were blindfolded and herded into the embassy's basement. Earlier today, the Ayatollah Khomeini publicly criticized.
You gave those guys a hard, you gave them a good schooling. That's what I'll be working on. I'll be seeing you too soon. Yeah.
How about Johnson McClanahan?
Yeah.
Come on, that worked, doesn't it? It's starting to come together.
Thanks for coming out. I wouldn't have missed it. Hey, you beat Harvard.
Yeah. Well, I should probably get going.
I love you, Paul.
You too, son.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
You keep that glove on.
You got it.
Switch.
Rizzle's making dinner, boys. You know there's gonna be some meatballs.
You boys keep eating them, I'll keep making them.
You guys are insane, these guys.
No offense, Rizzle.
I was wondering how it's going to affect the chemistry of the boys.
I don't know.
We'll see.
One with three teeth?
No. Timmy!
She had five.
Who the hell is that? What's he doing here?
How you doing, Tim? Good to see you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for the
shot. Yeah.
Who's that for?
Timmy Hart. Plays for the Gophers. Having a big year.
What the hell's he doing here?
No idea.
Why is he here?
Hey, you guys know he was coming?
So listen, why don't you all warm up, stretch out, jump on Johnson's line for today, okay? Good to have you here.
See you, boys. Ridiculous.
Don't worry about it, Rama. It'll be all right. Right, OC?
Herb's not gonna do a damn thing, boys. He's just messing with our minds.
Oh, you think so, Jack?
Yeah, I do.
Well, we all know Herb made the Olympic team back in 60.
So?
So a week before the games, Coach Riley calls him in his office and sends him home.
What's your point?
My point, Jack, is that 1 week later, Herb's home on his couch with his old man watching his team win the gold medal. Come that close and get nothing, he'll do whatever it takes. That's my point.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Walter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you talk to everybody else then, all right? There's nothing else we can do then. Thank you, Walter.
Is everything okay?
Walter says there's talk Carter may boycott the Moscow Games next summer.
So if we don't go there, they might not come here, right?
Right.
Don't do this to yourself, Herb. There are things you can control and things you can't.
No milk.
Herb.
Yeah, I heard you, honey.
You'll still have everything you won here in Minnesota.
Don't tell me what I'll have, Patty. You don't know this enough to tell me then.
You know, I understand you being upset with me when I say you work too hard teaching a simple game. But don't ever criticize me for caring about you.
That's it. Come on, boys, push it.
Here you go.
Push it. Go now. Move.
Come on, Rizzle. No, Coach. No.
You know. If you knew, then why did you do it again? You better start putting the puck in the net, Rizzle, or you're not going anywhere. And don't think I won't do it. Johnson, line up. Let's go. Some of the boys want to have a word.
What about?
They gotta hear me out.
This is better take about 2 minutes.
This is crazy, Herb, bringing him in this late.
We got parents buying tickets, and we're getting rooms. I mean, what are we supposed to tell them?
With one of us going home as it is?
Oh, I guess I don't have to ask where you stand on this, huh, Rizzo?
This wasn't Rizzo's idea.
You want me to say I'm scared of getting cut? I'm scared of getting cut. Everybody is. We just want it to be fair, Herb.
Never tried telling me that. He was right there in Colorado.
That was 6 months ago.
Well, you don't think he's been playing for the last 6 months?
No, with us he hasn't.
So?
So there's a difference.
Like hell there is. All I know is that kid can flat out play.
What, and we can't?
Yeah, he moves the puck, he's got great vision on the ice, stick, soft hands.
That's not the point.
I'll tell you something else he's got. He's got the attitude I want on and off the ice. So somebody here better explain to me why I shouldn't be giving him a hell of a look.
Because we're a family.
What?
We're a family.
A family.
Yeah.
And this is the family that you want to go to Lake Placid with?
Definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Timmy here can help us, boys. And I'm going to send him home. We got one more to get down to 20. You understand?
Yep.
Looks like you got yourself a team.
Almost.
Well, you girl left these at my place with some milk and cookies. Give her a hug for me.
Milky!
I'm leaving.
Real
funny, guys.
Good boys. We still got 2 more presents to open up.
I don't think it's out of
me, Coach.
Yeah.
Coach Patrick from the boys.
Oh. Thought you forgot. To Craig. That's beautiful, boys. Oh, you're going to like this one.
What?
That's very good. That's
very good. Perfect.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. Again.
All right. Again.
Going back in a box.
And Herb, boys. Merry Christmas from the boys.
Drum roll, please. Yes. The gift that keeps on giving.
I had told
Well, this may come as a shock to some of you guys, but I'm not really very good at giving sentimental speeches.
No.
I don't think I should start tonight, so. Hey, thanks for having me over, Belta.
Good night, Herb.
Dot, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Herb.
You guys have a great holiday.
Football!
What by many is the most important speech of President Carter's term. A look back now as 830 WCCO's year-end special continues.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith. For the first time in the history of our country, a majority of our people believe that the next 5 years will be worse than the past 5 years. We were taught that our armies were always invincible and our causes were always just, only to suffer the agony of Vietnam. We respected the presidency as a place of honor until the shock of Watergate. We've got to stop crying and start sweating. Stop talking and start walking. Working together with our common faith, we cannot fail.
Come in.
Coach Patrick said you wanted to see me.
Would you have a seat there, Ralph? Well, there's just no easy way of doing this. We'll say that gotta be down to 20 men, and right now we're at 21. I wish like hell I could keep you, Ralph. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You're a hell of a hockey player. This doesn't change that.
Thanks. Give me a shot, Coach.
Thanks for giving me your very best.
You've got your wish.
Brezhnev's telling Carter to screw himself.
Yeah, Walter, how's that?
The Kremlin just released a statement today
saying they're going to prove how good they are by beating us over here on our own ice.
They're all going to play. The Soviets, the Czechs, the whole bunch of them. Have you got your roster finalized yet?
Yeah, I got my team.
Well, I still don't know why you scheduled this, Herb, but get your guys to New York. They've got a game to play.
Face-off in this game between the Soviet Union and Team USA here at Madison Square Garden. The teams lined up on their respective blue lines. And Soviet Union team captain Boris Mikhailov getting over to his bench to pick up that NHL Challenge Trophy. The trophy that his team won here at Madison Square Garden last October and won in decisive fashion, beating the NHL All-Stars. Getting a mixed reaction from the capacity audience here at Madison Square Garden. Some cheers, but a few boos going through the crowd as well. And now the two teams clear the ice and repair to their respective goals as we get set for the opening faceoff in this final tune-up for these two teams before the Olympic Games in Lake Placid.
USA!
And as we get set to drop the puck for this contest, the Soviets starting their big line of Mikhailov between Kharlamov and Petrov. Team USA countering with Mark Johnson at center between McClanahan and Dave Silk. And we're ready to go with this warm-up contest.
I'll go hard, boys.
In front of the opening face-off, it's the Soviet Union in control, making a charge into the Team USA zone. A shot from the point goes off the post in behind the Team USA net. Puck comes back to the blue line, moving in with a shot, struck under the drag, and it goes into the corner, and finally Team USA gets its stick on the puck and brings it up to the blue line. He's absolutely flattened there by Kasatonov.
Jack,
Team Soviet Union turning it into a two-on-one.
Back door, look out!
It's a pass, Jack!
Moving in for the goal, shoots, he scores!
Jack, you gotta listen to me, bud. You gotta listen to me.
The Soviets breaking out of their own zone now. Up to the ice to center. Krutov goes in over the U.S. blue line.
Chips and scores.
He's in front of the ice. The Soviet Union routing Team USA 10-3.
There's always things you can work on. I mean, this club's no exception to that. I think we're going to be all right.
This Soviet team has been playing together for 10 years. We've got a bunch of college kids out there still getting to know each other. I could have won this thing 30-0.
Can we get a comment here, please?
Herb, tonight's game.
How is he?
I'm not sure if he'll need surgery yet. I'm hoping it's just a ligament pull, but it could be a tear.
Look, Herb, we got 3 days until Sweden. You give him a roster spot, it's a waste of
time. Give me a best case here, Doc.
You'll miss 3 or 4 games minimum. Now, that's the whole qualifying round.
Kid's made the team. He's busted his ass for me for 7 months. Now I got to send him home. That the deal?
What'd Doc say?
No, he doesn't know yet. I'll see. He's
going to go with you to the hospital, get a picture of your knee taken, and then we'll see. Thinking about sitting you down, Jim.
What? Hey, what are you talking
about? Nah, it's not your fault. I played you way too much and you're too tired. Well, besides that, I think it's time I give Janny a look. He's been waiting for 7 months.
You're kidding me. Now?
Yeah, of course I mean now.
That's my net, man. You can't do that.
They just scored 10 goals, Jim. Right now, it's everybody's net.
Oh, wait a second. I've given you everything I've got. Now you're pulling the plug on me?
Have you? Given me your very best? Because I know there's a lot more in you. A whole other level that for some reason you just don't want to go to. Well, what the hell? You don't understand what I'm talking about.
No. I'll tell you what I don't understand, Herb. I don't understand you. Nobody on this team understands you and your ridiculous sayings and your drills and those stupid psychology tests you had everybody take.
Everybody?
Why? So that's what this is about? Because I didn't take your test? Fine, you want me to take your test? I'll take your test. Is that what you want?
No. I want to see that kid in the net who wouldn't take the test.
You gotta be kidding me. What did he do? Starting to think that our son takes after you.
Well, that's all part of my plan.
Well, you're a very smart woman.
I miss you.
The games are only a couple of days away now.
You got your airplane tickets?
Oh, yeah. Walter them sent over. Yeah.
I guess I'll see you then.
You sound tired. You should try and get some sleep.
Yeah, I will.
All right. I'll call you, baby.
Hey, Patty.
Yeah.
I miss you too.
Good night.
Good night.
And this is your ID bag, which you'll need for just about everything. Don't lose it.
Herb, it'll be fine. I can fight through it.
Okay, why don't you join the boys over there? We'll see.
It's a good seat, kid. Good news is, it's not a tear, it's a stretched ligament, so he won't need surgery. But there is no way he can play before the medal round.
Well, forget about the medal round. You keep O'Callaghan, you lose one more skater, you're going to have a tough time putting a decent hockey team on the ice. It's that simple.
So, if he gets shaky, it's you.
Oh, well,
stay loose,
Jan. All right. You're in there tomorrow, Jimmy. Let's bring it up now.
Okay. Thanks a lot, brother.
Get him, boys. You need to go get him.
The IV check. I'd like to go back.
What do you say?
I'll see you on the bus.
All right.
Doc said no, right?
He said you might be able to go in a week. Maybe two.
What if it's two?
That puts me in a tight spot, doesn't it? Jack, I got 20 guys to think about here, and they're all looking at me to do what's best for this team.
I understand, Coach.
Which is why I'm hanging on to you.
I swear to God, Herb, if you're not being serious right now.
Only saying this if you promise right now you won't even think about asking me to play until I tell you.
I mean, I will. I promise you, Coach.
Because if you do, Jack, I'll stick your ass on an airplane and you're headed back to Boston. All right, Doc's waiting for you.
Thank you, Herb.
Aruzioni carrying the puck up the boards. Drops a pass for Broughton. He shoots. Kicked away by Lindbergh.
Boys, hit that one-timer now. Come on.
Al Michaels with Ken Dryden. And with 4:10 to go in the first period, it's Sweden leading the United States 1-0. Holberg to Eriksson. And a big hit by Dave Christian. Eriksson picks up the loose puck. Passes to Lundqvist. Lundqvist to Holberg.
All right, where is it?
Okay. This way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holberg shoots. Saved by Craig. Aruzioni fighting for it. Mike Aruzioni, recently named team captain by Coach Herb Brooks, for, as Herb put it, his leadership qualities on and off the ice.
I'm taking him out.
The U.S. team's playing very tentative hockey tonight, Al. Tough draw having to face Sweden, third best team in the world coming into these games.
You know what I mean?
No, I got you. Look, I think it's worth a try.
Okay. What's the deal with Mac?
Upper leg contusion. I think he's done for the night.
What if he plays?
I don't understand, Harry.
If he plays on it, can he hurt it any worse?
Well, no, but it will be very painful for him, and he won't be able to do very much.
This is unbelievable. You guys are playing like this is some throwaway game up in Rochester. Who are we playing, Rammer?
Sweden.
Yeah, you're damn right, Sweden! In the Olympics! What the hell's wrong with you? Put your gear on. I said put your gear on!
The doc told me I can't
play. Yeah, I know. You got a bad bruise. You know what? Put your street clothes on, because I got no time for quitters.
Come on, Herb. Nobody's quitting here.
You worry about your own game. Plenty there to keep you busy. Bruise on the leg is a hell of a long way from the heart, you candy ass.
What'd you call me?
You heard me.
You want me to play, huh? Is that what you want?
I want you to be a hockey player!
I am a hockey player! You want me to play on one leg? Huh? I'll play on one leg!
That'll get him going.
Get off me!
Oh, yeah.
Will that make you happy?
I'll clean up.
I am a hockey player!
2:49 remaining in the game, Sweden leading 2-1. The U.S. team has fought hard these last two periods, but they've still got nothing to show for it. This is a crucial game. If they don't beat or tie the Swedes, it will be very difficult to advance to the medal round. hit hard by Soderstrom.
Come on, Mike.
McClanahan gutting it out despite being injured in the first period. Silk to Johnson. Back to Silk. Through the neutral zone.
Keep going.
Dumped into the Swedish zone and stopped behind the net by Lindbergh. Johnson fighting Erickson for it now. He comes out the ball too. Oh, he's hit hard by McClanahan.
All right, Matt.
Baker, you're up next on the right side. What? Take the right side.
The Swedes regain control behind their own net. 1:40 remaining in the game.
Coneheads, you're up next.
Match ball team. We'll be back to Jan Erickson. Jan Erickson up to Håkan Erickson. Across the U.S. blue line. Into the corner. He circles. Passes across to Allberg. Wrist shot. Knocked out of the air by Craig. Puck picked up by Suter. Moved ahead to Johnson.
Go.
Johnson gets rid of it and heads to the bench with just over a minute and a half left to play.
Go back. Go get it,
Baker. Seconds ticking away for this U.S. team.
What are you doing, Baker?
Into the 120, Hub. Herb Brooks has molded this unit. 7 rigorous months of training. 61 games and now just a little over a minute left to avoid a very damaging loss. Allberg up the wing to Håkan Erickson in the slot. Stopped by Craig. Rebound picked up by Schneider. Schneider flying up the wing, over the blue line, and into the corner.
Jimmy, come on now!
And Brooks is pulling goalie Jim Craig for an extra skater to try to tie it up.
They got no choice.
45 seconds left to play. Sweden leading the U.S. team 2-1. Across to Silk. He moves in. His backhander is stopped by Lindbergh. 39 seconds remaining. Schneider to Ramsey. Across to Baker. He wraps it around the boards. Harrington fighting for the puck with Naslin. Back to Ramsey at the point. To Johnson in front. Broken up by Holmgren. Kept in by Baker and fired behind the net.
Get a shot!
Loose puck. Schneider and whole team fighting for it. Schneider holds him off. Kicks it loose. Atlas has it. He makes a move around Håkan Erickson. Pass across to Baker. He scores!
I'm Jim McKay, and we're back again live in Lake Placid, New York. What an amazing start for these 13th Olympic Winter Games. After a remarkable last-minute tie against Sweden 2 nights ago, the U.S. hockey team, huge underdogs, pulled off a tremendous upset last night, defeating Czechoslovakia, considered the second-best team in the world behind the Soviet Union. The final score, 7-3.
Why so many reporters? Are you serious?
Well, 1-2 games. You've got a ways to go here.
Think of what they've had to write about the last couple of months. Hostages, Afghanistan, transportation, chaos. Patty probably was touchy about that. Listen, Herb, the bottom line is that your young guys just kicked the crap out of Czechoslovakia. And this is something that this country is ready for. Now, you want to see reporters? Win a couple of more games.
We are just kids, Walter, so let's not turn this into something more, okay?
I'm not sure we've got any control over it.
Victor? Somebody's going to beat those guys.
Boy Schneider flying up the right wing. Takes a long pass from Ramsey. Now he's all alone on the breakaway. He shoots, he scores! Boy Schneider on a breakaway puts the U.S. up 5-1 in the third period.
Now that Norway is behind you, what do you look for out of Romania?
Should be a real tough test. We're sure not going to overlook it.
Jimmy Craig's been great between the pipes. Is there any chance we can talk to him?
Well, as I said the other night, Mike, you know, this isn't an individual effort going on here. It's about a team. We're a team on the ice, and we're going to be one off it.
Halavka breaking up the left side. Chased by Christian. Behind the U.S. net. Drops a pass for Antal. Antal centers it. Shot. Love save by Jim Craig. The U.S. Blackhawks up 7-2 here late in the third.
Well, making it to the medal round was always our goal from day one, so we feel real good about what we've accomplished so far.
Still no chance we can talk with any of our players?
Still no chance.
Okay, well, how do you respond to those who feel that you're just doing this to keep the spotlight on yourself?
Loose puck. Easily across the Kretschmer. To Phillip. He's run hard into the boards by Storber. Huge hit. Ramsey has it. Moves it up to Rakota. Rakota and across the blue line. Lines up. He scores! Bill Rakota puts it past Sutner to put the U.S. up 4-2 with 15:43 remaining to play here in the third period. And we'll be staying with this one right to the end.
The pairings for the medal round are as follows. The United States will play the Soviet Union in the first game tomorrow. Sweden and Finland in the second game. The face-off for the U.S.-Soviet game is 1,700 hours. Now, if you have any questions, we have the U.S. assistant coach, Craig Patrick.
Where's Craig Brooks? How come he's not here today?
Herb is out preparing for tomorrow's game.
Craig!
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a telegram from a lady in Texas today. You know what I said? Beat those commie bastards. We're playing a hockey game against the greatest team in the world. You're the best that's ever played this game. Why can't we just leave it at that?
Because this is more than a hockey game to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I keep running through them all. Johnson on Mikhailov, Bratton on Petrov, Pav against whoever, Ov. We don't match up, Betty.
You might want to skip that when you talk to the boys tomorrow. There's no disgrace in losing in this team. The important thing is you got this far.
The important thing is those 20 boys knowing in 20 years they didn't leave anything on the table. They played their hearts out. That's the important thing.
Not a good time right now. After the game, all right? All right? All right, thanks.
Hey, Greg, whoa, hold up. Herb doesn't want any distractions. It's understandable.
Just wanted to wish him luck.
Okay, that's a big deal.
ready to go.
You serious? My plan?
Sit up.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. Not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
guys. We're just going to wait for the okay.
Everybody engaged?
They're all set.
All right, go ahead. Send him in.
Okay. Bye.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on, Jimmy.
Let's go, man.
Come on, buddy. Let's go.
Come on, let's go.
The excitement, the tension building, the Olympic Center filling to capacity. The face value of a top ticket for tonight's game, $67.20. Outside, we're exchanging hands at three times the face value. Hello again, everybody. I'm Al Michaels along with Ken Dryden. It should be a great night. I'm sure there are a lot of people in this building who do not know the difference between a blue line and a closed line. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter because what we have at hand, the rarest of sporting events, an event that needs no buildup, no superfluous adjectives. In a political or nationalistic sense, I'm sure this game is being viewed with varying perspectives. But manifestly, it is a hockey game. The United States and the Soviet Union on a sheet of ice in Lake Placid, New York. Ken, some of your thoughts before the game.
Well, for the U.S. team, it's really discovery time. It's one thing to be young and promising, and it's quite another to be good. And in the next 2.5 hours, the U.S. players will go through perhaps the most difficult and demanding, yet exhilarating time of their lives. They will be playing against probably the best team in the world, a team that's far better than they are, a team that's dominated world hockey for the last 15 years.
In the crowd, Jim Craig's father, Donald Craig. It's been a difficult time for the Craig family with the passing of Jimmy's mom. One of her dreams was to have her son play on this team. So this has to be an emotional night for the two of them.
Too nervous down there.
The U.S. team, very young, average age, 21 years old. The Soviets, much more seasoned. Some of them have been playing together for the last 15 years.
Go ahead, boys. Go ahead, boys.
And this game is about to get underway.
All right, on three, boys.
One, two, three.
USA!
Jim Craig in goal for the United States. Vladislav Tripia, considered the best goalie in the world, in the nest of the Soviet Union. The U.S. team in white, skating up the center ice. The Soviet Union in red, all business. And here we go. Face off, won by Mikhailov. Back to Kostyantynov.
Move on, move on.
Carried up ice by Kostyantynov, who passes to Petrov. Puck picked up by Morrow. Pressured by Mikhailov. A pass in front of the U.S. net and a shot deflected by Craig.
Come on, Jimmy. Keep it out of the middle, boys.
Jim Craig tested for the first time. Dave Silk with a puck along the boards. Taken away by Kostyantynov. Up ahead to Petrov. Petrov streaking up the boards. Powering past Ramsey. A centering pass to Kolomov. He shoots. Saved by Petrov. Puck cleared out of the U.S. Big hit on McClanahan by the Soviet captain, Boris Mikhailov. Krutov with a hard shot from the high slot.
Through
the save. Golikov across to Petrov. Again, Craig is equal to the task.
Boys, use those boards. Get it out. Use those boards.
Petrov with a puck across the U.S. blue line. Passes across to Harlamov. Shot. Stop. Petrov trying to rebound.
What point?
To Makarov at the point. He fires it along the boards. Picked up behind the net by Bunch Schneider. Schneider losing it. After the point. Schneider deflected in.
It was a slash.
The Soviet Union takes a 1-0 lead. Kostyantynov's slap shot was deflected in past Craig. So the Soviet Union leads 1-0 early in the first period.
Forget about it. Forget about it now. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Mikhailov and Krustov facing off at center ice. The puck to Petisov.
Here we go, boys.
Across
moving
to the veteran, Harlamov. Harlamov to Mikhailov.
Pick it up, pick it up.
Mikhailov up the boards and into the corner. Harlamov for a quick shot. Another big save by Jim Craig. Makarov with a button. Craig gets a stick on it. The U.S. in possession now. Ramsey moving it up to Johnson. Johnson is hung up by Billy Letinov, who feeds it around the boards, where it's picked up by Krutov. Golikov crossing the blue line. Lays it hard puck is picked up by Arruzzioni. And he's checked hard into the boards by Kutov. Johnson with it now. Flying up the board.
You got time, you got time.
The boards are hit.
Ossie, go. Ossie, get in there.
Soviets control it. Pass it on. Kutov with the puck now. Moving up. Schneider. That's the type of goal you don't expect someone like Kerpiak to give up. And the United States ties the game at one.
Jack O'Callaghan returning after a serious knee injury at Madison Square Garden, making a big contribution with that hit on Kutov.
Zone, tying up O'Callaghan. Golotov, cross ice pass to Kutov. He shoots, and Craig is right there. Picked up by O'Callaghan. We've got the Pavlich. Pavlich feeding through the middle, crossing the Soviet blue line. Center pass, all the way cleared by Patisov.
Talk to each other out there, boys. Play your position.
To Kutov. Kutov with the puck in the neutral zone. Right through the defense, right in front. And another huge save by Jim Craig. Picked up by Mark Johnson. Nice move to get around Billy Wetzenoff as he moves up the ice. Another great move around McConnell. Charging for that. Can Mike Golotov and just one. The Soviets have out of their own zone.
No, no, pick him up, pick him up. Pick him up. Not only in front of him.
Golotov crossing center right. Moves it to Makarov. Makarov around Morrow. And he scores. Makarov put the puck right between Morrow's legs, skated in, and scored.
That was a textbook Soviet passing play. Beautifully done. Once this team gets rolling, it's almost impossible to stop.
24 gets the goal. Get 25 the assist, boys.
And with the Soviets leading 2-1, Ken, the U.S. team knows that all too well after what happened with these two teams at Madison Square Garden 13 days ago. Now tonight's referee, Carl Kaisler, calling the players over for the faceoff. And you can hear the crowd trying to reinvigorate this U.S. team. Faceoff won by the Soviets. Fatisov across to Kasatonov. He circles behind his own net, leaves it for Fatisov. Quick pass up to Harlamov.
Come on!
Who moves it over to Mikhailov.
Pick him up!
Skating across the U.S. blue line to Maltsev. Over to Makarov. Shot stopped by Craig.
Don't let him have that middle so easy, boys.
Less than a half minute remaining in the first period. And the U.S. can't clear it. Petrov with a puck. Quick pass to Harlamov. Stopped by Craig. Petrov trying for the rebound. Craig!
Move it up! Move it up!
With a shot. Craig with another save.
Now, boys. Play it out.
And the U.S. team finally clears it.
It looks like the U.S. will be able to end the period only a goal down. A tremendous achievement.
Johnson, go!
And the puck is picked up by Christian in the neutral zone. Easy save by Trediak. But Johnson is there. And scores! Right now, the clock shows nothing, but it was stopped at one when we looked up and the goal was scored. Right now, it shows nothing as the period apparently has come to an end. And the United States has tied the game.
A big, big goal for the U.S. team. Dave Christian took a shot from the other side of center ice, knowing there was almost no time on the clock. But the rebound comes right out to Mark Johnson, who goes wide of Trechak to tie it up.
Tiganov very upset, questioning the goal. The time on the clock shows zero. Kaisler, the referee, indicating that the goal stands and the period is over. And this crowd is electrified. Tiganov, like his team, not normally prone to showing much emotion. As the teams skate off to their respective dressing rooms, this game is tied at two on an incredible last-second goal by Mark Johnson.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
And we're back with the start of the second period for what's turning out to be a very exciting game. If you're just joining us, there were four goals scored in the first period. Two by the Soviets, two by the Americans. And there'll be a change for the Soviet Union as Vladimir Mishkin becomes the new goalie after Trepiak had given up two goals in the first period.
Al, this is a big move. Tretiak's been Tikhonov's bread and butter for a decade. Still, Mishkin's a very capable backup.
Well, boys, you just put the best goaltender in the world on the bench.
It is very uncommon to see Vladislav Tretiak taken out of a game, and something we have not seen in these Olympics.
Let's go now, boys. Come on.
And here we go. The second period is underway. The Conehead line out for the United States. Jim Craig in goal. Krutov with the puck. Down the right side. Centering pass. Shot. Slotted away by Craig. Harrington breaks out. He gets behind the defense. He has a breakaway.
Come on.
He can give the U.S. the lead. He shoots. Stopped by Mishkin. Kutisov. Up to Maltsev. Maltsev gets past Christian. Shoots. Stopped by three. Maltsev scores. And the Soviets take the lead 3-2.
Jim Craig knocked down on the play by Harlamov, allowing Maltsev an easy goal on an open net.
And Jim Craig's not getting up, Ken.
This could be devastating to the U.S., Al.
Jimmy, you all right?
Jim Craig's been the anchor of this team, playing every minute of every game here in Lake Placid.
Herb Brooks may now be faced with replacing Craig with his backup goalie, Steve Janicek. Janicek went on Brooks' championship team last year at the University of Minnesota, but he's played very little over the last 6 months, and not at all during these Olympics.
Jimmy, you need Doc?
No, I'm good. Just give me a second.
Take your time, take your time.
Jim Craig back on his feet now, shaking it off, and it appears he'll remain in this game.
Getting
a huge hand from this very appreciative crowd. So 17 minutes
remaining
in the second period. Soviet Union 3, the United States 2. Now we're back to the start of the third period. 20 minutes left in the game that's closer than most anyone anticipated. The teams were tied 2-2 after the break, and the Soviets are now leading 3-2. Al Michaels here at the Olympic Center with former Montreal Canadiens goalie Ken Dryden. The American team comes into this medal round unbeaten. The Soviets are also unbeaten, winning all five of their games, scoring 51 goals in the process. The U.S. 4 wins and a tie against Sweden, and a huge upset win over Czechoslovakia 8 days ago. His young team is trying to overcome enormous odds to beat the best team in the world tonight.
Boys, come here. Bring it in. Listen to him. That's what you've done. We've come from behind in every game in this tournament so far, and we can do it again. We can beat these guys.
Come on, Herb, get your guys to the faceoff.
Everybody in.
Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Do this.
What are you playing for?
USA! Let's go, boys.
Begins, the crowd is chanting, everyone on their feet. The Americans are winless against the Soviets since 1960, and since that day at Store Valley, it's been 20 years since a U.S. team has defeated the Soviets. The Soviets, of course, have been gold medal winners in every Olympic Games since 1960. The top Soviet line is out there right now. Mikhailov at center. He's flanked by Petrov and Harlamov. On defense, Konstantinov and Fetisov. Face off won by Johnson. Ramsey with the puck. Up to Johnson. Johnson, wrist shot.
Pick him up!
Puck's picked up by Konstantinov to Mikhailov. Over to Harlamov, who carries it into the U.S. zone. Shot. Six save by Jim Craig. Picked up in the corner by Krutov. Centering pass. Shot. Saved by Craig. Back at the point now for Castellano. Slap shot. Stop. And again.
That one, Jimmy.
Craig tested early in the third period. Christian with a puck now. And he goes down. And we've got a penalty coming up on the Soviets. Petrov going off for slashing.
Coneheads, let's go, Coneheads.
This is a big opportunity for the U.S. They haven't been able to go on the offense for quite some time now, and this is the chance.
Boys, let's take advantage of this now.
O'Callaghan moving it up. Close by Harlem.
Set it up, boys, set it up.
Advance to Harrigan. Harrigan inside the Soviet blue line.
Pulled over.
Back to O'Callaghan. Back to Harrington now. To Ramsey at the point. Over to Schneider. Shot. Stopped by Mishkin. Kulyalikhinov clears the zone.
Keep it going now, boys.
Johnson
keep
to see.
Intensity.
Across to McClanahan. Back across the zone. Parker shot deflected by Mishkin. And the Soviets clear the puck around the board.
Let's go, boys. Come on now. 16 seconds, boys.
The U.S. team with one more chance on this power play.
Last rush, come on, Soka!
He's still crossing center ice. He's checked. Gets a loose puck. Picked up by Johnson. He's down! Mark Johnson, with only 4 seconds left in the power play, ties the game at 3.
Here we go!
Months ago, did you think this was remotely possible?
No, absolutely not. But the thing with the U.S. team is they're very young, very talented, and now they're beginning to believe.
So the Americans just as the middle of the first half was about to expire, score to tie the game. 3-3, the United States and the Soviet Union. Faceoff control by the Soviets. Harlamov on the attack. Down into the corner. Drop pass. Kapitanov with a shot. Wide. And the Americans with the puck. Clear it. Melfett streaks across the U.S. blue line. Over to McCarron. Craig with a save. Now Kapitanov from the point.
I like Jimmy!
Craig again!
I like Jimmy! Keep him wide! Come on, buddy!
Harrington up to Schneider.
Rizzo, go!
Schneider gets rid of it and heads to the bench.
Fuzzy.
Kulyalikhinov picks up the puck in the corner. Checked by Harrington.
Stop! Rizzo!
Back to Harrington now. Over to Arruzioni. He shoots. He scores!
Ago, who's watching this game tonight has got to be shocked.
Oh, I love Brooks' reaction. And the chain resumes. Mike Arruzioni out of Boston University, the captain of this U.S. team, has just put the U.S. ahead for the first time, exactly halfway through the third period.
This U.S. team was demoralized by the Soviets. Very tentative, very nervous, very much in awe of the Soviet team. And this is a U.S. team that tonight is not in awe of anyone.
Come on, boys, here we go!
10 minutes left to play. Petrov to Harlamov. Krutov crossing the U.S. blue line now. Quick pass back to Morozov. Shot. Save.
Cross.
Kuznetsov at the point. A drive. Just wide of the net. Krutov with the puck right in front. And another huge save by Jim Craig.
Play your game.
Across to McClanahan. It's intercepted by Harlamov.
Take him off, Jeremy. Take him off.
Leading the charge up the ice. He fires his shot. Love save.
Keep it moving.
Great shot from Petrov. Craig again with the stop. Harlamov back to Kasatanov in the corner. He shoots. Stick save.
Harlamov, Jimmy.
Rebound after McClanahan. Can't clear it. Big play. third period. The U.S. leading
4-3. We're going to go with short shift, boys. 30 to 40 seconds. Short shift. 30 to 40 seconds. Keep an eye on it, Doc.
Varlamov with a long pass to Mikhailov. Over the blue line. To Petrov right in front. Shot. Sliding save by Craig.
So switch him up. Go, 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 go.
Petrov over to Morsen. Up to Kachatov. He sends it around the boards. Picked up by Batista. Hit hard by Silva. Picked up and cleared by Morrow. The Soviets revealed back in their own end with 5 minutes to play in the third period. Kachatov leaves it for Mikhailov. Mikhailov moves it over to Varlamov. Slap shot. Knocked away by Craig. Ramsey moves it into Pavlich.
Get ready.
He moves to the neutral zone. Ooh, and he's running to the boards. 5 billion left enough. And the Soviets clear with 3:50 to play in the game. It's intercepted by Varlamov. He moves it up to Krutov. Krutov with the puck through the neutral zone. Moving in on the net. That's stopped by Craig.
Play your game, boys.
Loose puck in the corner. Krutov chasing it. Schneider right behind him, fighting for it.
Bring it up the board. Ship it out now, boys.
3:19 left to play. Callahan moving out. Clears
it. How are we doing, Doc?
Go.
Change him up. Change him up. Let's go!
Golikov will be it up to center right.
Leaves
it
to McCarron.
Saved by Craig.
Push out, he's clear. Ciao.
Poise and control.
McClanahan scrapping for it. Mikhailov in there. Hard hit by Mike Ramsey. 2:17
okay,
remaining.
No more changes
the United
until
States
the next
on top.
No more changes until the next whistle.
Come on, Jim.
Loose puck in the corner.
When they call Michigan, I want fresh legs. Oh, Steve.
Varlamov over to Mikhailov. Ramsey diving.
Send him off.
Mikhailov over the blue line. Across the back line. Shoot. Save.
I'm really amazed how well conditioned this U.S. team is. I've never seen the Soviets outskated this late in the game. And that's exactly what the U.S. team is doing.
Across the Petrov. Shot. Kicked away by Craig.
Wait it out, Jimmy!
Over to Morsa. Moving in on the net. Bank stopped by Craig.
Chip it out! Chip it out!
Come on, boys. Chip it out of
there! Назад, Владимир! Быстрее, быстрее, назад!
Get out, pull and miss it!
Varlamov at center ice. To Krutov.
He doesn't know what to do!
36 seconds. Makarov over the blue line to Morsev. Fight. Another save. Fighting for position. Morrow trying to get it away from Varlamov along the boards. Again, coming to you from the Olympic ice arena.
Come on, baby.
The U.S. huge underdog. Save the Soviet Union. Johnson over to Ramsey. League 11 up is checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds.
You got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Tomorrow, up to Colt. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
We'll be right back.
2 days later, the miracle was made complete. My boys defeated Finland to win the gold medal. Coming from behind once again. As I watched them out there celebrating on the ice, I realized that Patty had been right. It was a lot more than a hockey game. Not only for those who watched it, but for those who played in it. I've often been asked in the years since Lake Placid, what was the best moment for me? Well, it was here. The sight of 20 young men of such differing backgrounds, now standing as one. Young men willing to sacrifice so much of themselves, all for an unknown. A few years later, the U.S. began using professional athletes at the games, dream teams. I always found that term ironic because now that we have dream teams, we seldom ever get to dream. But on one weekend, as America and the world watched, a group of remarkable young men gave the nation what it needed most, a chance for one night, not only to dream, but a chance once again to believe.
and I know you'll do a good job, and see you guys later, okay?